Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, today I want to take us back to the cross, if you would, for a lesson I don't know if all of you have heard before. To me, I was reminded just how powerful a lesson it is. Let's get started. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." That's from Luke chapter 23. Blood dripping from his punctured wrists and feet, with exhaustion so heavy he could not carry the cross. His back ripped open by whips, thorns pressed into his scalp, almost unrecognizable from the beatings, mocked and spit upon, jeered and taunted. The only perfect man to ever walk among us. These, his first words from the cross, a prayer, were not for help or comfort or vengeance, nothing for himself at all. It was why he came. He died just as he lived. Utterly selfless, loving, and forgiving. Not in all eternity past, nor eternity future, does any act compare. No heroism, no martyrdom, no words or deeds, nothing compares. And no human being could do this. It took God incarnate, who revealed himself to us and at the same time exposed the lies of the evil one. Now, unfortunately, many, if not most of us, have heard and read and seen these words that I started with so often that in our minds we tend to trivialize them. But these words, coming from this person, the Word, by the way, the Logos, the one who created all things, see John 1 for that, it ignited the perfection. In a moment, he who is perfect unleashed the truly cosmic destruction of darkness, an establishment of the perfection of God's light and life into the tainted creation. Far more, far greater, far, far, far greater than our pitifully small minds can comprehend. I think the angelic host cheered in astonishment. The demons shrieked in fear. The cosmos was redeemed from evil as the perfect heart of our Creator was revealed. You know, Isaiah said in Isaiah 64, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him." See, God originated that prayer. God heard that prayer. And you better believe, because the Word prayed it, God answered that prayer, and God demonstrated his approval by completing the most holy sacrifice and raising Christ from the grave and seating him at his right hand. Indeed, all of creation led up to this moment. The spiritual realm had become tainted by Satan and his demons. Lucifer became Satan and tainted the physical creation as well. Sin, evil, death, and all darkness had to be dealt with. And we, my friends, were created not only to be the objects of his affection, but get this, instruments through which the cosmos could observe the perfect heart of the perfect one. "Father, forgive them," Who are them? The soldiers? The people watching? The Hebrew nation? The Romans? The world? The cosmos? Scripture says, "For as in Adam all die, so, even so, in Christ, all shall be made alive, but each one in his order, Christ the first fruits, afterward those who are Christ's at his coming. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and all power, for he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death. For he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who put all things under him is accepted. Now, when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subject to him who put all things under him, that God may be all in all." That's 1 Corinthians 15. Now, we live in time. God does not. And you may say, "But I don't see it." Nevertheless, in eternity, it's done. And trust him. In the end, you will realize it. No wonder all God's holy ones in heaven exclaim, "Holy, holy, holy to he who is indeed perfect." Thank you, Father. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.